Tuesday edition, hour number one. It is Ian here with you. And Mark, you can bring up whatever you want. Toll free, 800-259-9231. That is 1-800-259-9231. You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. All of the features on the site, we give them away, so enjoy freetalklive.com. We start things out with the calls, because it is a show about your calls. Let's go to Eric in Texas on the Amplifier line. Hello, Eric.
Hey, guys. How's it going?
Hey, going good. What's up?
Well, I wanted to take issue with Mark and his PlayStation fanboy fetish that he espoused last night.
Okay.
I don't know if I'd go so far as a fetish, but I'm sold on the product.
Well, have you looked into the current console war at all, Mark?
No, I really don't know what's going on. I'm just one of those people that says, I'll buy PlayStation because I've bought PlayStation, and PlayStation's good for me.
Yeah, that's what I was afraid of. Let me give you a quick rundown. Like you guys discussed last night, the hardware specs are pretty much similar between the 360 and the PlayStation.
That's not what we read last night. I mean, last night it said the PlayStation had like 9 processors and the 360 had 3 or something like that. I mean, maybe
it's 8 and 4, and then the 360 has a slightly better video card.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
But the what's going to happen? I actually posted in the BBS. Somebody did a comparison of the same game on both systems, and what it really boils down to hardware wise is the PlayStation has better lighting. And the 360 has better texture handling. So if you want to actually see detail 360, if you want it to look pretty, PlayStation.
Okay. I think they're both going to look very pretty. They're both very nice machines. I mean,
yeah.
It's all about the gameplay, isn't it, Eric?
It's all about the gameplay, and PlayStation is more of the same. Another problem they're going to have is Microsoft has a huge advantage with online play with Xbox Live, and then you come down to...
Wait, PlayStation's not going to have online play? That seems a little shocking to me.
It's going to have online play, and I it's been very hard for me to find details on it. The way it worked with PlayStation 2 was each game manufacturer had to do their own servers, their own hosting, and they could do whatever they wanted with the online play.
I see.
Which should be good in theory. Because Microsoft put it all in one package, it works so much better.
Huh. Well, I haven't done a lot of research on this. I'm not a new game consumer at all. I've still got PlayStation 1 games I've got to get through. but I did spot something on some article last night talking about how PlayStation is going to have an online service that's going to cost nothing compared to Microsoft service, which costs a certain amount of money per month.
Really?
So that seems pretty competitive to me.
It's been hard to find details on their online strategy. But here's the real kicker. When it comes to a console system, it always comes down to, like you said, gameplay, but not just gameplay, software in general. And Sony has lost almost all of its exclusive titles. Final Fantasy is no longer exclusive. Grand Theft Auto is no longer exclusive.
I see what you mean. So you can get all the same games on both systems, is what you're saying.
Exactly.
So why pay twice as much?
Exactly. And again, they're going to look the same, or approximately the same. So is it really worth it? Now, another thing that I think is just going to blow this console war up is the Wii. Now, technically, it is an inferior system.
Okay.
What they dubbed the Wii Remote, its control system.
Yeah, we mentioned that, and we got to let you go. The line's kind of breaking up at too much at this point, but thank you, sir. He's talking about the remote control that the Nintendo Wii's got this, essentially this wireless remote. Normally, when you buy a video game system, the remotes have cords.
Well, you can get a wireless remote for your PlayStation now.
Right, but you have to buy it aftermarket, like a third-party sort of an accessory.
If you want two controllers, you have to buy it as aftermarket.
And I don't think it's just wireless in the fact that it's wireless. This is wireless, and you can swing it like a sword. You can swing it like a golf club. I mean, there's a tennis racket.
Got a marble in it or something.
I don't know how it works, but it's supposed to be very revolutionary. And I was a little bit mistaken when I said half the price. I was referring to the Nintendo Wii. The Xbox 360, I guess, is maybe 25% less. than the PlayStation 3. So, nonetheless, I mean, it's going to be an interesting another video game war that will continue on into all time. And companies come and go. You know, back in the 1990s, Sega was hot, and now they don't do anything in regards to hardware. Sega's just a software company these days. So, you know, maybe you predicted sort of Nintendo was on the way out here, Mark. I don't know if that's really the case. I haven't looked at their sales, but it could happen.
I haven't seen a machine from them for a long time.
They've had new machines out. There's the Nintendo 64, the Nintendo, what was it, the DS, I think they called it? GameCube?
GameCube's Nintendo?
Yeah, that's a Nintendo.
Okay.
Yeah.
And it's not nearly as good as the rest.
I don't know.
From what I've heard. Anyway, there's a lot of people out there that own PlayStations that have PlayStation 1 and PlayStation 2 games that are going to want to get a PlayStation 3 simply so they can continue to play those old games, too.
Oh, that's all. They've got the backwards compatibility as well?
I would assume. I mean,
yeah,
it would make sense. It'd be dumb if they didn't.
That was a great feature that they built into the PlayStation 2. I don't think that was something that had ever been done before in video game history. So
I don't know, but I have several PlayStation 1 games that I still think are great. Medieval is an excellent game.
So you can bring up whatever's on your mind and take control of the airwaves. 800-259-9231. There's more Borat news.
Oh, God.
This is this film.
They're just releasing it a little bit at a time so they can keep that baby on top.
You think so?
I don't know.
It's an interesting question. Now, apparently, the Romanians are going to sue Borat.
Oh, because of the gypsy comments.
Well, no. Actually, they actually used real gypsies as stand-ins for Kazakhs.
Okay.
In the beginning portion of the movie.
Yeah, they sort of had that look. Okay.
Where you go to Kazakhstan.
Right, but it's not Kazakhstan.
It's not really Kazakhstan. It's Borat in some Romanian village. In fact, the village's name is Clod, which means mud, and that's exactly what angry locals are throwing at comedian Sacha Baron Cohen. According to the Associated Press, he used Clod's gypsies as stand-ins for Kazakhs in his runaway hit movie, Borat Cultural Learnings of America for Make Benefit Glorious Nation of Kazakhstan. Now, offended villagers are threatening to sue the film's producers for paying them a pittance to put farm animals into their homes and to perform other crude antics. Residents and local officials in the hardscrabble hamlet 85 miles northwest of Bucharest said Tuesday they were horrified and humiliated to learn their abject poverty and simple ways were ridiculed for a movie now raking in millions at box offices worldwide.
I think they were horrified by the millions part.
Right, they were horrified that they got paid a pittance in comparison to what the movie is making. But they must have thought it was a good deal at the time.
Sure, they made some money.
They did it. Quote, we thought they came here to help us, not mock us, said Dana Luca, 40, sweeping a manure.
Nobody even knows who you are.
Sweeping a manure-stained street lined with shabby homes of crumbling brick and corrugated iron sheeting. Quote, we haven't got anything here. We haven't got running water. We can't even bathe, she said. We are poor people, but we're still people. Nicolae Stasiu, the leader of the 1,670 gypsies, or Roma, who eke out a living in one of the most impoverished corners of Romania, said he and other officials would meet with a public ombudsman on Wednesday to map out a legal strategy against Cohen and Borat, distributor 20th Century Fox. Stasiu accused the producers of paying locals just $3.30 to $5.50, misleading the village into thinking the movie would be a documentary, refusing to sign proper filming contracts, and enticing easily exploited peasants into performing crass acts. Only five villagers have... Why are peasants so easily exploited? I guess because they're just... Are they dumb?
Peasants, of course.
I mean, just because you're a peasant, does that mean you're dumb? I don't know about that.
Well, I mean, it in all likelihood, you're uneducated, but... You know,
that doesn't mean you're dumb.
Here's the thing, though. This is why it's not fair. Is they're doing post-deal negotiations, and post-deal negotiations are never fair. Here's the reason: if they would have said to these people, you know, these people would have said, "No, the $1,000 you're paying us, or whatever, to
$5.50,
$5.50
yeah.
per person."
Yeah.
Okay. $5.50 you're paying per person is not enough. You'll have to pay us $550 per person. They would have gone to a different town.
Sure.
So these people would have never had the chance to file a lawsuit.
And of course, if Borat was an abject failure, you'd never have heard anything from any of these people.
Sure.
1-800-259-9231. They should be happy they were involved in something so successful. They should be happy they got their 10 minutes of fame. But there's a little bit more about their complaints and more Borat news actually on the way. And your calls as well. It's Free Talk Live.
It's a combination of the best that public broadcasting has to offer
and NFL football.
We should pass a law mandating a cooling-off period after the next 9/11 type attack. We know we're going to get hit again, and we know we're going to freak out and pass Patriot Act 2, 3, 4, 5, and 6. And then we're going to feel bad that we acted in the heat of the moment.
Beating the ideas into the turf until something breaks. Common Sense with Dan Carlin.
Get the MP3 or podcast at iTunes or go to dancarlin.com.
How much are you paying for your residential long-distance phone service? Well, it's too much. Packet 8 is offering local and long-distance VoIP phone service for as low as $20 a month. You can call anywhere in the United States and Canada for as little as $20 a month. With Packet 8's soft talk service, you can turn your computer into a video phone. Packet 8 also offers virtual office services for small businesses. Get started and get saving with Packet 8. Go to packet8.net or call 1-866-TRY-VOIP. That's packet8.net or 1-866-TRY-VOIP.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold for your IRA? That's right. Gold has been available to be placed in IRAs since 1986. Yet still, the financial industry refuses to recognize the value of real hard assets for your retirement. The truth be told, gold and silver has outperformed paper investments like stocks, bonds, and CDs, yet no word about IRAs. Perhaps the financial institutions want to maintain control of your assets by keeping you in paper. If you'd like to take a look at gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low return on your paper investments. Call 800-686-2237. Make sure that you secure your future. Call 800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
The ideology powering the Democrats and Republicans is not liberalism or conservatism, but globalism. Globalists are concerned with what's good for big business and the American empire instead of what's fair for the American people. The only antidote to the poison of globalism is nationalism. Start reading the Nationalist Times each month. The Nationalist Times promotes a common sense, intelligent, and passionate alternative to the reigning party line. Published monthly since 1985, the Nationalist Times is a 20-page newspaper featuring outstanding writers and columnists who don't believe in taboos or sacred cows. Be one of the many thousands of loyal readers of the Nationalist Times. Subscribe now to the Nationalist Times. Just $19 for 1 year. That's 50% off the regular price. Send your $19 subscription to the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. That's the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. Or subscribe online at our website, www.anu.org.
According to the American Diabetes Association, more than 18 million people in the U.S. have diabetes. Most people with diabetes have risk factors such as obesity, high blood pressure, and cholesterol, which increase their risk for heart disease. For example, more than 65% of people with diabetes die from heart disease or stroke. Finding out you or your loved ones have diabetes can be scary. This is why, as your trusted online partner in health, we are committed to bringing you products that help you make informed decisions about your health. At ResearchHerbs.com, you can learn more about GlucoCare, a highly effective and safe natural herbal supplement formulated specifically to help maintain optimal blood sugar levels. As with all products featured on ResearchHerbs.com, GlucoCare is the result of several years of rigorous development and is backed by numerous clinical trials and experimental studies. Visit us online at ResearchHerbs.com or call 1-800-845-3841 to learn more. That's 1-800-845-3841.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live, your show. You bring up anything toll-free, 800-259-9231. That is 1-800-259-9231. You can join us on our website, freetalklive.com. All of the features are for free, and that includes the Shrine of Female Listeners. Dozens of ladies from around the world have sent us their validated photo, and that means they're proving that they listen to the show. You can see what I mean by going to shrine.freetalklive.com, that's shrine.freetalklive.com, and register now for the New Hampshire Liberty Forum. Come and hear a speech by John Stossel entitled Enemies of Liberty. The three-day event is starting on February 23rd to 25th. Early bird discount available now, but for a limited time. So register at freestateproject.org/libertyforum. That's freestateproject.org/libertyforum. We continue to discuss the next group of people that is looking to sue Sacha Baron Cohen, also known as Borat, because he had a successful movie, and these people feel like they didn't get paid enough after the fact. See, they went to this Romanian village named Glad and paid the people of the village between $3.30 and $5.50 to appear in this movie. Now, at the time, this must have seemed like a good idea to these poor villagers because they live in abject poverty or close to it, and they took the deal. But now they've got some buyer's remorse. Now they feel like they deserve more. With no heating, only five villagers have jobs at a nearby sanatorium in a stone quarry, said one of the villagers. The rest weave baskets, grow apples, pears, or plums, gather mushrooms in the dense Carpathian mountain forest rising above the town, or raise a few scrawny chickens. With no gas heating or indoor plumbing, most keep warm with wood stoves and drink from wells. Horse-drawn carts far outnumber automobiles on unpaved, badly potholed roads, and mangy stray dogs...
Mangy. Now you've got me saying it wrong.
Stray dogs growl and snap at strangers. Acrid fires smolder in trash piles on the outskirts of the village, and children, their clothing worn and torn, play in yards littered with stumps, scrap metal, and other bric-a-brac. Quote, "These people are poor, and they were tricked by people more intelligent than us," said one of the villagers. "They took one of our 75-year-old ladies, put huge silicone breasts on her, and said she was 47. Another man they filmed to look like the poorest person in the world, and one of our men who was missing an arm had a plastic sex toy taped to his stump. We are suing because it sounds to me like they had a good time." Can you imagine living in this S-hole of a village, this poor, and this abject poverty, and this film crew comes along, gives you money, which you probably don't see very often around here, and then also allows you to just have a good time and, you know, get dressed up and caught on film. That seems to me like that would be the talk of the town. That seems to me like that would be the most exciting thing to come to Glad in the entire history of Glad. You know what? Glad, G-L-O-D.
Okay.
If I was in this town, I would suggest that the town be renamed Home of Borat, just to simply maybe get some people in there for tourism purposes.
I think that's a good idea.
Anyway, we're suing because they were not truthful, added Stashew, who said he saw parts of Borat and was disgusted. They didn't film reality. We've really had enough of this. Neither Cohen's agent nor the 20th Century Fox offices in L.A. immediately returned phone calls on this. The mood in Glad, meanwhile, was tense and volatile, with crowds of angry, shouting villagers repeatedly gathering around reporters. One man was seen slapping his sister, who had appeared in the film, and slamming the gate to his ramshackle home shut to keep her from being interviewed. At another point, a resident threatened news photographers with a stick, and another pelted their cars with rocks.
Why?
I don't know. They're just angry.
There's cameras, just like before.
Yeah, I guess so.
Ridiculous.
People in the former Soviet Republic of Kazakhstan, where the mustachioed Cohen's character hails from as a TV journalist on an adventure across America, have also decried how they're depicted in the film, whose opening scenes were shot in Glad. Two members of a fraternity at South Carolina University, who appeared making drunken, insulting comments about women, are also suing 20th Century Fox and the production companies. Not everyone in Glad is upset, though. Serenia Luca, 25, excitedly described how she was given $3.30 to bring a pig into her home and let the producers put a toy rifle into the hands of her 5-year-old daughter for one scene. "I really liked it," she said. "We're poor and miserable. Nothing ever happens here." See, she's got the right attitude.
Yeah. It seems completely wrong what they're doing by suing after they've gotten the filming done. It's not fair.
I don't know do you think they're going to be successful? They live in Romania. How can you sue 20th Century Fox? I guess they might have an office in Romania.
I don't know. In all likelihood, they'll write them all checks for $500 and tell them to shut up.
The smash... I don't know. Why would they? Because, this is just bringing the movie more attention.
Sure.
The smash success of Borat, she said, just rubs...
They might be paying them to do it.
She said she gave her name only as Irina. Another 23-year-old woman gave her name only as Irina, said she felt bewildered and dismayed that Glad's poverty was reduced to a parody. The smash success of Borat, she said, just rubbed salt in Glad's collective wounds.
I'm wondering how the citizens of Glad imagined that their town wasn't being made fun of when, there was animals being brought into the homes. And
how you could have thought that was a documentary.
A guy had, a rubber sex toy taped to his arm. The one gal got French kissed there. It was, that doesn't sound to me like a documentary at all. It sounds like comedy.
The film remained the number one weekend draw at U.S. movie theaters for a second week, grossing $28 million, according to the latest figures released Monday. Quote, they made us put a cow in our living room, and they made it defecate and urinate in the house. Did that actually happen on film?
If you put a cow in the living room, that's what's
going to happen. Everyone's angry because they didn't pay them the way they should have, she said. They're making a lot of money, but they've made us a laughing stock. Well, now we're laughing even harder because you're so concerned after the fact. Maybe you should have been a little more careful. Buyer beware. Caveat emptor. 800-259-9231. You bring up whatever's on your mind. More Borat news on the way, but we're going back to the phones to the fun. Robert in California. You're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Mark.
Hey, guys. You were talking about that PlayStation 3. Did you read the thing, what the Sony Corporation, one of the spokesmen, said?
No. What's up?
Over 8,000 games. Older, it says right here. Some of the 8,000 older games weren't working properly on PSD, making the wrong sounds or images, and some couldn't be played at all.
Oh, that's no good.
He declined to give the number of games that weren't functioning, but he said that the same problem is expected when the game console goes on sale in the U.S. November 17th. About 16,000 different games have been sold for PlayStation 1 and 2 in North America. Well, so, buyer beware.
That's bad news, but I would have to say that... they have the intention of playing, having the games to be playable on that system, and
they'll probably work it out in the next revision.
Yeah, a version or two down the line, before I would pay for one, they'll have it fixed.
So early adopters are gonna have a tough time,
as usual.
Possibly some sort of software download or maybe a chip upgrade. And I don't really feel sorry for those people in GLOB because you know what, if you live in a poor place, you either don't have any feet or thumbs, or that way you can't get out of town.
Great point. You can always walk. Thank you for the call, Robert. We appreciate that. 800-259-9231. Let's talk to Josh in Kentucky. You're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Mark.
Hello?
Hey, Josh.
Hey, let's talk about the console war.
All right.
I think that the Wii is going to do better than the PS3 and the 360 combined.
You're going to have a reason for that when we come back. So hang on. 800-259-9231. This is a hot topic, Mark.
It certainly is.
I was just talking about it because it was, the video game wars and... Man, phones are blowing up on it. People care about these video game systems.
They know more than I do.
You take control of the airwaves. Bring up whatever you want. 800-259-9231. On the way, more Borat news and a libertarian word I can't say.
Hey, ladies, if you love to shop, then visit HerbalHealer.com to browse through their online catalog. You'll find thousands of effective, alternative, and natural products for you and the whole family. Besides the amazing products you'll find, this shopping is guilt-free because you're investing in your health, and your health is priceless. While online, sign up to receive the Herbal Healer newsletter, which will keep you informed on the latest and greatest products and education. Did you know that Herbal Healer offers not only natural medicine, but also tension-relieving herbal teas, cookbooks, aromatherapy, products for pampering, and more great products to help you soothe and relax after a long day. Want to learn more for yourself and to help others in the future? Join the Herbal Healer Correspondent Program. You can work at your own pace from the comfort of your own home. This accredited, exciting program can help you gain skills and knowledge. Can you believe you can find all this at one stop? HerbalHealer.com, celebrating 18 years of dedication.
If you're tired of spending a small fortune every time you fill up, now you can do something about it. Ethos FR, a product used all over the world, has reported savings of up to 19% on gas and even reduced emissions of up to 30%. Ethos FR is easy to use and works with any kind of fuel, including gasoline, diesel, and ethanol. Ethos FR works by reformulating the gas in your tank to burn more completely, resulting in a cleaner engine, better mileage, more power, and fewer emissions. So visit ctsavegas.com and start saving today. That's ctsavegas.com.
Are your Federal Reserve notes looking for a safe haven? Mine found it in precious metals. Not paper promises, but actual gold in my possession. It is liquid, it is private, it owes no one, it cannot go bankrupt, and it maintains its purchasing power. Find your answer at Midas Resources. That's 1-800-686-2237 The answer is at 1-800-686-2237.
Do you forget the names of the people you met last week, even the people you met last night? How would you like to be able to walk into a room, meet 50 people or more, and recall all their names instantly? I'm America's memory master, Matthew Gerk, and I'll show you how to do it in the Memory Switch System, the fast, easy memory improvement technology for busy people who are embarrassed by their bad memory. In the Memory Switch, I'll show you how to recall names, dates, facts, figures, numbers, even business and technical data in a split second, and remember it for years. I'll show you how to lock information you see, hear, and read into your memory so you can recall it right when you need it for as long as you need it. Give me just one short hour, and I'll help you improve your memory so dramatically people will notice. Call now and try the Memory Switch risk-free for 30 days. 1-800-761-3669. Guaranteed or your money back. 1-800-761-3669. 1-800-761-3669.
Did you ever wonder how an opera singer that hits a high note is able to shatter a wine glass? Well, the glass has a natural resonance. If the resonant frequency force making the glass vibrate is big enough, the size of the vibration will become so large that the glass shatters. Using a similar principle, Royal Raymond Rife discovered that diseased organisms can be destroyed using different resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses the same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions with no side effects. The 2006 BioSolutions Plus is the easiest to operate frequency instrument ever developed. Its easy reference guide will allow you to begin using the instrument within minutes. Simple step-by-step instructions using pictures are easy to follow. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. Don't just treat symptoms, eliminate the cause. For more information, call BioSolutions toll-free 1-866-885-6625. That's 1-866-885-6625. 1-866-885-6625.
This is the GCN Radio Network.
Free Talk Live, 800-259-9231. The Packet 8 toll-free line for you. That's 1-800-259-9231. Bring up whatever's on your mind. It is Ian here with you.
And Mark.
Join us on our website, freetalklive.com. All of the features there are totally free, including the archives. An entire year's worth of the show awaits you at freetalklive.com. Right there on the front page of the site, it's all yours for free. freetalklive.com. Hey, looking for some passionate political talk that doesn't sound like it was written by Flax from the Democrats and Republicans? Well, check out Common Sense with Dan Carlin and see why he's popular with Free Talk Live listeners. It's loud, fast, and smart. Get the podcast from iTunes or go to dancarlin.com. That's dancarlin.com. As we go back to the phones and back to Josh in Kentucky, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Mark. Now, you said that you believe that in this upcoming console war that is about to kick off here within a matter of days, I believe the PlayStation 3 scheduled for release on November 17th, so 3 days out, and then 2 days later, the Nintendo Wii going to be released at half of the price point as the PlayStation 3. Now, your prediction is that the Nintendo Wii is going to walk away the king of the upcoming video game war, and what do you base that on?
Well, they have innovation on their side, I think, because they have two things, and I don't think one's the remote, and number two is the virtual console, which I don't think you guys have talked about.
I don't know what that is.
The virtual console is a new thing they've implemented where once you get the Wii, you can go online on the Wii, and you can download the past console's games. Like,
really?
Yeah, like you can get the first Mario game, or you can get like N64 games and just download it on your Wii and, you know, play it on your TV.
Wow.
And that's
pretty cool.
Yeah, that's like their main thing. I think they'll probably be pushing that more than the remote.
Now, I was a little bit confused when I was looking at the Wii. I haven't done a huge amount of research, just cursory level on this. But the remote that they have is a one-handed remote, but they also appear to have a little joystick remote as well. Is there two pieces or just one piece to this remote unit? Do you know?
I think there's two pieces, but you can like connect them or something, and it's called the nunchuck. I think that's what they're calling it.
Okay. Okay, very interesting. It's very intriguing, and I'm looking forward to seeing it in operation, you know, at a Walmart or an electronics store or something like that. Though, I don't know, I guess they're going to have to somehow tether it to the unit, because you don't want the kids walking away with the With the remote controls.
Yeah,
sure,
and I think
figure out a way to do that.
I think that Sony's, like I said on the forum, it shot itself in the foot so many times during their campaign because, number one, they had, like, a really bad E3 conference. You know what E3 is?
That's a major electronics convention.
I've been to one a few years ago.
Yeah, like, everybody that went there pretty much hated their conference, and they made a lot of people mad because, like, 2 weeks before E3, they pretty much copy Nintendo's remote. Like, they put a bunch of motion sensors in the PS3 remote, and it didn't have that before.
Real quick-like, huh?
Yeah, and, like...
I don't see why that's going to make people mad. I mean, it might make a few fanboys angry at E3, but for the most part, people are just looking for fun games to play, and if that helps improve their games, then that's a good move on their part.
Yeah, it just seemed to a lot of people like they were trying to copy Nintendo.
No, they probably were.
Probably. And that's okay.
Yeah.
That's how it works. People get their designs reverse-engineered and ripped off.
Yeah, just so you know, Dodge copied Ford.
Yeah.
Right.
Any other thoughts for us?
Yeah, like, there's two different versions of the system.
Which one?
There's the $500 one, which is 20 gigabytes, and the $600 one, which is 60 gigabytes.
Yeah, so, I was quoting the $600 price point, and I didn't realize that there was going to be a cheaper one at that time.
I don't understand why you would lay down, like, $500 for a lesser version when you get 40 more gigabytes for just $100.
I don't know why you would lay down an extra $100 for another 40 gigabytes. That's, 40 gigabytes of hard drive space doesn't cost squat. Like, why would you want to do that? That seems silly to me.
What's the point in having this hard drive space? What's that do?
Like, more save space. Like, when you save your games, and you can put, like, MP3s and stuff on there.
Okay.
In movies.
Well, I have a computer for all that stuff. But thank you for the call, man. We appreciate it. 800-259-9231. You bring up whatever's on your mind. Let's talk to Jason in Pennsylvania. You're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Mark.
Hey, guys. How you been?
Jason, doing good. What's up?
Great. Hey, I don't know if you're familiar with payday lending.
Yeah, very familiar.
Like AmScot, these places where you take your paycheck and they essentially front you money on it. That's what you're talking about?
Yeah, well, it's a way to get an advance on your paycheck. They take information about your banking account and they put you on a program to repay. Typically, anywhere from a $300 to $500 loan, and you end up paying usually thousands of dollars because most people don't pay it back within the prescribed period of time. And they don't charge you interest. They charge you fees. And the fees are usually, 75 to $100 per, I think it's week or per month or whatever the time period is on a small dollar amount. So your interest, if you looked at it as interest,
it's huge.
Typically ends up to be, hundreds of percentages of interest on the money you borrow.
Yeah, it's tremendous. I mean, they essentially fleece these people that come in there. But then again, these individuals don't know squat about saving money. They just want to go out and smoke cigarettes and drink beer and, go to strip clubs or whatever. And
exactly.
So they get what they get,
I totally agree. I've never used one, but I'm involved in a program here in Pennsylvania. The government has been trying to put the kibosh to these payday lenders and trying to pass legislation to regulate it, and they've done all kinds of regulatory measures that haven't really done any good. As the government always does, they do things that are very inefficient, and there's always loopholes for the people who know how to get around them to get around them.
Right, because these companies aren't going to loan money to these people that would need this kind of money at rates any lower than
they
are, because they're risky people, and they probably don't get paid back in a lot of instances.
Probably right.
Actually, their default rate is very, very low, believe it or not.
You mean if you pay back, if you're a straight-up person?
Right.
Most people do pay it back, but they take a very, very long time to pay it back, and that's where the inflated costs come in.
Right.
So that's how they set up the program is to incentivize people to take a long time to pay it off.
So the government do-gooders are stepping in saying, you're taking advantage of people, and we should get rid of your businesses and just put these people on welfare instead.
Exactly. But it's been unsuccessful. But there has been a free market solution that has now is currently being implemented that is taking care of this problem. And it's being done by a credit union association here in the state of Pennsylvania, that now credit unions are going to start offering the exact same service that comes along with credit counseling that basically gives them a one-time flat fee of, I think, $40 or $50 to set up this payday lending program,
mm-hmm.
and puts them on a scheduled payment plan. And at the end of the program, they end up with an account at the credit union. They end up with $50 in a savings account that's all put in while they're repaying this loan.
I see. So they're trying to convert them. Yeah, it's a re-education plan. They're trying to convert them into responsible people.
If the promotion is done right and if they get enough people to find out about the program, in essence, it will put out of business the payday lenders without any kind of governmental regulation.
Hmm.
Sure. I don't know if it'll put them out of business, but who would want to put them out of business? I mean, you know, they're providing a service to somebody, and somebody may very well need that service. I think it's a bad idea. It seems,
they're offering the exact same service without the fees, they're charging an 18% interest, but they're not charging all of the inflated fees that are being charged by the payday lenders.
I gotcha.
And that's what I'm getting at is the government wants to stop this stuff and can't do it. But as soon as you give it to somebody like a private organization who, wants to do good for the community, wants to educate people, who has it in their mission to help its members and to build.
They've stepped in and offered something competitive, and I think it's a great idea, and I say good luck to them. And Jason, thank you for filling us in. 1-800-259-9231. That is the Packet 8 toll-free line. That's 1-800-259-9231. On the way here, there's some bad news about acquittals. You thought that once you think that when you go to court and get acquitted on a charge, that it's over and done with, no double jeopardy and all that. Well, not so much. We'll give you the details coming up. It's Free Talk.
Do you know the truth about breast cancer? Do you realize that the race for the cure is over? The best-kept secret in the world today is that now it's possible to kill cancer without personal suffering, mutilation, and poisoning of your entire system. Now it's cancer's turn to die with LaserMed Incorporated's patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can destroy skin cancer and breast tumors of any size without adverse side effects at a physician's office. Star War technology at its best. For more information, call 702-953-0267. 702-953-0267. Or visit www.lasemedinc.com. That's www.lasemedinc.com.
Do you feel like you should be free to live your life however you want, so long as your actions don't harm anyone else? There's good news. You are not alone. Thousands of people like you are going to move to New Hampshire so we can reclaim our lost liberties. Be part of the Second American Revolution. Join the Free State Project. You can learn more at freestateproject.org or call toll-free 1-888-532-4604. That's 1-888-532-4604 or visit freestateproject.org.
Free Talk Live has partnered with Amazon, the largest internet retailer. Imagine a department store category, and Amazon has it. Books, electronics, office products, furniture, jewelry, automotive toys, clothing, sporting goods, and dozens of other categories. Now you can shop and support Free Talk Live by entering through our website. Just go to amazon.freetalklive.com, and Amazon will send us a percentage of your purchase. You're going to do the shopping anyway, so remember to enter through our site, amazon.freetalklive.com. That's amazon.freetalklive.com.
We've all seen the tornado device on TV and wondered if it really worked. I was also skeptical at first until we tested 6 tornado units. And in every case, we got more miles per gallon and felt more power. Gasoline's expensive, so when we find something that saves us money, it just makes sense to get it. Call 800-500-8880 and order your tornado unit today. Or visit tornadoair.com.
Oil is oil.
Don't kid yourself. Technology makes better oils possible, like Royal Purple. Royal Purple reduces friction and increases film strength. Go to royalpurple.com and you'll find independent test results from North Carolina and Oklahoma State. Not hype, just facts. What's in it for you? Superior protection, fewer oil changes, more horsepower, torque, and better gas mileage. Find Royal Purple at Napa, O'Reilly's, your local high-performance center, and royalpurple.com today.
Hello, friends. Alex Jones here with an important question. When was the last time you used Pure Soap? I mean, real hard-to-find, all-natural Pure Soap that contains no dyes, perfumes, deodorants, detergents, or other dangerous toxins. The Calbin Pure Soap Company, for the past 57 years, has been making triple-concentrated Pure Soaps exclusively for healthcare professionals and hospitals. Now, for the first time, Calbin Pure Soap is available factory-direct to you and your family. That's great news because Calbin Pure Soap is made from all-natural ingredients. Is earth-friendly and completely environmentally safe. So if you want yesterday's values today for good old-fashioned pure soap, call 1-800-340-7091. Save up to 85% off supermarket and retail store prices. Call today for a Calbin soap catalog at 1-800-340-7091. That's 1-800-340-7091 or on the web at calbinpuresoap.com. Try pure soap once and I'll guarantee you'll never use anything else.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And get interactive at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live, your show. You take control of the airwaves. Bring up whatever's on your mind. Toll-free 800-259-9231. That's the packet8.net toll-free line, 1-800-259-9231. And it's Ian here with you.
And Mark.
You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. We do ask for your vote. If you like the fact that we give you all of the features on our website for free, because considering the other radio talk show hosts, they want to charge you $5, $6, or $7 a month for their features, we give it all away. We do ask that you vote for the show in return. Head to vote.freetalklive.com. Cast your vote for Free Talk Live. We're currently ranked at number 2 in the world. That's the number 2 podcast out of over 25,000 podcasts. So those of you who have voted, you've made a big difference. In fact, the voting turnout this month has been the best it has been in the past several months and that I can recall. But it's not good enough to get to number one yet. So we still need you, if you've yet to do it, to go to vote at vote.freetalklive.com. That's vote.freetalklive.com. We would much appreciate that. All right, so, Mark, let's talk about acquittals, because I always thought that double jeopardy couldn't happen in the United States, where if you are acquitted of a crime, accused and then acquitted of a crime, that was it. No more. They can't charge you anymore. You're done. You can't appear in court ever again for that particular crime.
That's not exactly. Yeah, you can't. That's not exactly double jeopardy. What's happening here? Because double jeopardy says you can't be tried twice for the same crime. Here you're getting acquitted and you're just being sentenced for it.
Can you explain? This is news to me.
From Radley Balco.
You can be acquitted and sentenced?
Correct.
I don't understand.
Yeah, it doesn't make any sense. Most people are still under the quaint assumption.
This is in America.
Yes.
Okay.
That you can't be punished for a crime for which you've been acquitted. That's you, Ian. Not true. In cases where the defendant is convicted of some of the charges against him but acquitted of others, the state can pursue a sentence that includes punishment for the acquitted charges. Yes. You read that correctly. A recent decision from a U.S. district court in Virginia is unusually candid in pointing out the absurdity of the practice, which is apparently pretty common. After an 11-day trial, a jury acquitted defendant Michael Ibanga of all of the drug distribution charges against him and one of the two money laundering charges against him in the indictment. The single count of which the defendant Ibanga was convicted typically would result in a guidelines custody range of 51 to 63 months.
You're talking about the money laundering charge?
Right. However, the United States demanded that the court sentence defendant Ibanga based on the alleged drug dealing for which he was acquitted. This increased the guidelines custody range from 151 to 188 months.
So because he was alleged to have been a drug dealer, they didn't have enough evidence to convict the guy.
Right, he was acquitted of being a drug dealer.
Because they had an allegation, because there was a charge at one time that he was a drug dealer, a charge that was acquitted.
Well, it was the same, you know, in the same trial.
Wow. They can just slap him with an extra
10 years.
Jail, 10 more years?
Essentially, yeah. What could still
I'm stunned.
What could instill more confusion and disrespect than finding out that you will be sentenced to an extra 10 years in prison for the alleged crimes of which you were acquitted? The law would have gone from something venerable and respectable to a farce and a sham. From the public's perspective, most people would be shocked to find out that even
United
States citizens...
I haven't respected the law for a long, long time.
Even United States citizens can be, and routinely are, punished for crimes of which they were not, of which they are acquitted. The opinion itself is refreshingly abrupt and scathing, and seems to have come from the pen of a pretty fed-up judge. It includes a history of the right to a jury trial and quotes from Dickens.
Wait, I don't understand. Well, the judge is fed up? That's why he gave this guy 10 years?
From what I understand, the this district court resaw the case where he was sentenced for 10 years, and it apparently happens all the time, according to Red Belko.
So it was appealed?
Yes.
And did the judge overturn it?
It appears that way. I don't have a lot of research on it. That's just what they alleges there.
As Cato's just saying this happens a lot.
Yeah.
Wow.
And he's showing it. I don't know anything about criminal proceedings. This could happen every day, as far as I know. As Cato's Tim Lynch explains, extra jail time for acquitting charges both encourages prosecutors to overcharge defendants and encourages defendants to accept plea bargains, knowing that their trial could well be, they could be sentenced for crimes they didn't commit.
Oh, my gosh.
If you're wondering if all of this is a violation of the Sixth Amendment, well, the Sixth Amendment means, if the Sixth Amendment means anything at all, it most certainly is. But we're talking mostly about drug crimes here, and the Bill of Rights doesn't really apply to
them.
So, I'm going to post this on the website so that people can, on the BBS, so people can take a look at it. It's a little confusing to me in the wording of it, but he alleges this happens all the time. And it seems disturbing to me.
A nation of laws, huh? There's a nation that doesn't even follow its own laws. It's a nation that has a judicial system that just, and an executive branch and a legislative branch that just makes it up as they go along. Amendment 6, since it was referenced for your informational purposes. In all criminal prosecutions, the accused shall enjoy the right to a speedy and public trial. An impartial jury, by an impartial jury of the state, and district wherein the crime shall have been committed, which district shall not have been previously ascertained by law, and be informed of the nature and cause of the accusation, to be confronted with the witnesses against him, to have compulsory process for obtaining witnesses in his favor, and to have the assistance of counsel for his defense. I don't know, I don't see anything in there about the actual sentencing. I'm not sure.
Well, it's crazy that you would be sentenced for a crime that you were acquitted of. It just doesn't make any sense. And I think that people would...
I think this is more of an Amendment 8 thing. Excessive bail shall not be required, nor excessive fines imposed, nor cruel and unusual punishments inflicted. I would say that's a cruel and unusual punishment to sentence a man or woman for a crime that they've been acquitted of, that the government didn't have enough information to convict them. They're innocent. They've been proven innocent. They have not been proven guilty, and therefore they are innocent. But apparently that doesn't matter anymore. Apparently if the judge feels like you did the crime, as long as you've been convicted on one crime, then he'll just increase your punishment, which is insanity.
Yeah.
Which just means that we really need to get the message of the Fully Informed Jury Association out there to as many people as possible and have jurors start overturning cases, overturning law.
This doesn't really have anything to do with that either, because...
If the jury had not convicted him on anything, then he would have been okay, right?
Right. But they convicted him for something because they felt he did something, I would assume.
Well, now we're just going to have to start letting people out. If you can't convict him of one thing, you're just going to have to just let him off entirely.
Well, money laundering is a charge that bothers me anyway.
That's a drug war crime.
Yeah, it's a drug war crime.
Right.
It really doesn't have anything to do with... the government doesn't get to watch where your money goes. What the heck is the government's business of watching where your money goes?
Well, it's their money. It's the Federal Reserve's money, so I guess you can make that claim.
No, you can't. It's my money. I own it. They printed it.
But they allowed you to have it.
No. It says who?
They put it out there, and they allowed people to have it.
I bought it. It's mine.
Yeah, I agree.
I earned it. They have no claim whatever on it.
I'm just grasping at straws here.
Absolutely. I mean, I used to own a 3 Series BMW. Should I go and now take it back from the guy because I say it's mine?
Maybe they're claiming that if you put money into a bank or something like that, then you're agreeing to their money laundering laws, and therefore they can charge you with whatever they want. I'm sure there's some sort of law.
They say all kinds of crap, but that doesn't make it right.
Yeah. Well, this just gives me one more reason to completely disrespect and despise the law. Like, I don't have any use for government laws anymore, really. I mean, murder and rape and all of that, I'm still behind enforcing those laws, but otherwise, yeah.
Common law sort of laws I'm for. I don't know about all these newfangled ones.
Crap.
You know, the drug war just causes the Constitution to be torn to pieces, and no one seems to care.
We care.
Yeah, we do.
Some of our listeners care. But for the most part, I think you're right. Most people don't. In fact, I was talking with this lady on a New Hampshire radio station last week, and she insisted, and she actually called the show on Saturday night, she insisted that the war on drugs wasn't an important issue. You know, and I totally disagree. It's the war on drugs that is allowing this bastardization of the rule of law. The war on drugs is allowing police to search people's vehicles and homes and persons without any real reason, to throw people in jail for putting a plant inside their body, for ingesting specific chemicals. It's absolutely absurd.
I would agree with her in a way. Like, drugs don't... It doesn't interest me whether or not drugs are legal. What interests me a great deal is all the bad things that have happened to the Constitution, to our laws, to our freedoms, based on the war we have on these drugs.
Mm-hmm.
And the only way to handle that is to make the drugs legal. Also, there's the periphery aspect of me being in danger from the drugs being illegal because it drives up the prices of the drugs, and therefore people have to commit crimes.
Right.
They have to commit crimes.
These are the things we have to get people to care about. Because they don't see it on the surface. They
sure.
don't realize that these are the unintended consequences of a war on drugs. But that's what we have to bring those consequences to them clear as day, crystal clear, so they absolutely understand that it's the government that's the cause of these problems. Not the drugs, not the drug users. They're just people that are victims of the government laws. 1-800-259-9231.
They put themselves in that victimhood. Those people, you're taking away their power in that circumstance. I feel those people...
If I get pulled over by the cops, that is not something that's within my purview and my power.
No,
if they search my vehicle and destroy my life because of their silly laws, wasn't my fault. More on the way, your show, Free Talk Live.
Would you like to get involved with pro-liberty causes, but just can't find the time? Let us spread the word about freedom for you. Consider becoming a Free Talk Live amplifier now for just $3 a month, and you'll help Free Talk Live get on more radio stations and more MP3 players. That means more new people coming across the message of freedom every day. Other pro-liberty organizations seem to gobble up contributions and make very little progress. AMP actually works. For all the details, visit amp.freetalklive.com. That's amp.freetalklive.com.
Are your Federal Reserve notes looking for a safe haven? Mine found it in precious metals. Not paper promises, but actual gold in my possession. It is liquid, it is private, it owes no one, it cannot go bankrupt, and it maintains its purchasing power. Find your answer at Midas Resources. That's 1-800-686-2237. The answer is at 1-800-686-2237.